you?
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
And we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Usako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno o poldan.
Hotel Bauen in argentinski Horizontalidad. Cenjeno poslušalstvo, buenos dias. V današnji oddaji se bomo ukvarjali s fragmenti delavskega samoupravljanja v Argentini. Bolj natančno obravnavali bomo hotel Bauen, ki se nahaja v Buenos Airesu in je postal simbol horizontalnega kooperativnega samoupravljanja in tako imenovanih rekuperacijskih gibanj. Bauen je eden izmed več kot 300 podjetij, ki so jih delavci po letu 2001 zasedli in jih ponovno zagnali. Hotel je dobil status simbola, saj poleg prenočišč ponuja odprt prostor za različna levičarska, politična ter družbena gibanja. Trenutno delavcem hotela grozi deložacija, saj si ga prvotni lastniki želijo nazaj. Argentinska vlada pa se glede situacije še ni opredelila. V današnji oddaji smo se pogovarjali z Marijo Citrin, avtorico in urednico številnih knjig o horizontalnem političnem soodločanju, ki fizično spremlja dogajanje v hotelu Bauen že od njegove zasedbe. Govorili pa smo tudi z Andresom Rugerijem, univerzitetnim delavcem ter aktivistom za ohranitev hotela v last delavcev. Que vino en crucero a pasar calor, se equivocó de cordero y vino contento plan embajador. Za začetek poslušajmo Marijo, ki je spremljala zasedbo hotela leta 2003.
I was living in Argentina at the time. And I was doing interviews with people, doing an oral history of the more horizontal and autonomous movements. And I was told by people in another workplace that on this particular evening in March, the workers of the Hotel Bauen were going to go in and take back what they saw as their hotel. And this is part of a phenomenon that had been taking place in Argentina. That was in March of 2003. And something that really started to happen at the end of 2001, 2002 in Argentina, when the economic crisis got so severe and workers were not being paid, often for months and months at a time. And then sometimes just locked out of the workplace when the factory owners or workplace owners decided to no longer run the workplace. And so what happened in the Hotel Bauen and in many, in the beginning dozens and now many hundreds of workplaces, is workers decided that rather than be unemployed and have the workplace be empty, that it seemed just kind of logical that instead they would go in and take it over. And while maybe it wasn't profitable to the owner, because they needed a profit margin, if it were run by the workers, with the workers dividing the money they made in the workplace, that they could all survive and survive well. So that's something that had been going on in a number of workplaces, and then the Hotel Bauen followed. And it started with a few dozen workers meeting, you know, who'd been laid off, and meeting in an assembly form, which holding the workplace at night, and then continuing to occupy the hotel and then slowly recuperated it, which is a language they use to talk about what they've been doing.
V Gospodarska kriza, ki se je začela v Argentini leta 1998 in dosegla največje socialne izgrede leta 2001, je povzročila zapiranje številnih podjetij in visoko brezposelnost. Po številnih uporih so se nekateri delavci organizirali po modelu brazilskega gibanja delavcev brez zemlje in na način enakopravnega soupravljanja zasedli bivša delovna mesta. Marija nam pove, kako se število samoupravnih podjetij od leta 2003 povečuje in kako to izgleda v praksi.
In the very beginning, by 2003, there were quite a few, and they ranged from, and why they're workplaces and not factories, it's because some of them were factories, like metal factories and things like that, ceramic factories, but others were things like print shops. At that time, there were a few health clinics, medical clinics that specialized in different things, one in particular for people with heart problems, another for children. There were a few schools. There's now just recently been a whole bunch of restaurants that the workers have taken over. Balloon factories, sugar factories, glass making, sneaker making, different kinds of service industry related workplaces. There's a daily newspaper that was taken over and is run by the workers. So a whole range of different kinds of places with anything from 12 or 8 workers to a few hundred, depending on what they produce. So it's a very wide range. In 2003, at the beginning of 2003, it was probably at that point about 100 workplaces that had been taken over, a lot of them in that first year of the crisis. And they supported each other and networked with each other. So there was a range of workplaces, and the people in the Hotel Bao in, you know, the evening of the takeover in March, there were people from all different workplaces there to help support them. People who had, you know, the workers who had either already taken over their workplace or were in the process or were discussing it and thinking they might do it. So while there are many different workplaces, the solidarity with people was crucial and continues to be crucial. And that's solidarity with workers, but also solidarity with other people in the different movements and in the neighborhoods. And that, when you talk to anyone in any workplace in Argentina that's been taken over and is being run collectively and horizontally, people will say immediately, we couldn't do this without the support of the community, without the support of other workers. And just one more thing on that, that the community support they're talking about, definitely some of it is people in movements, people who are already political. But it's also often neighbors where the workplace is located, especially the smaller workplaces, that in the context of a crisis, people feel the crisis themselves and then see people who are sometimes even their neighbors who've taken over this workplace, and it just seems logical. Well, of course, they should continue to work, and they support it. So people who weren't necessarily political in the sense of organized into groups or movements will then go and bring food to people who've taken over a workplace or collect supplies to try to help them. And then even when there's times when the police come to try to evict them sometimes, neighbors will come out and people who live in the area to physically prevent the police from evicting them. So there's a wide level of support for this kind of action.
Nekajkrat smo uporabili izraz horizontalno delavsko samoupravljanje. Kaj pravzaprav tako imenovan horizontalizem ali stujko horizontalidad pomeni?
Well, this is something, it's something that came about in the time of the crisis when people were coming together and forming assemblies in neighborhoods, looking very much like the movement of the squares now. People coming together using direct forms of communicating and relationships that were about breaking with hierarchy and trying to create new relationships of trust in hearing one another, having each person speak and valuing each person's opinion equally. And that way of making decisions together, of creating new social relationships, people called horizontalidad. And out of that came horizontalism or horizontal ways of organizing. And it's something that we see again and again now around the world with the new movements. But in Argentina, it started in 2001 and didn't just happen, though, in the neighborhood assemblies. In Argentina now, with the workplaces, they're not only self-organized. But they're self-organized, and they use this form of horizontal relationships. So they're, you know, it's possible, like in the cooperative movement in the world, there are lots of cooperatives that have hierarchy in wage distribution and decision-making. But in Argentina, the workplaces, it's very important, and it's a part of the recuperations that they are horizontal. So it creates a bit of a different meaning. They also struggle to be as autonomous as they possibly can be. But so that's what horizontalidad is as a relationship. It's kind of both a relationship that people desire and a relationship that they struggle to create every day.
Za bolj plastičen prikaz enakopravnega samoupravljanja hotela nam o tem več pove Andres Rugeri.
Gestionar in forma
upravljati v obliki kooperative in samoorganizacije tako veliko stavbo, kot je hotel, brez kakršnega kapitala in kredita je zelo težko in komplicirano. Znotraj hotela delavci delujejo po principu notranje demokracije. Imajo odbor direktorjev, ki je v resnici skupščina vseh delavcev in njegova primarna funkcija služi njihovemu soodločanju, kako se bo s hotelom upravljalo. Med ostale karakteristike, ki jih ima hotel kot samoupravno podjetje, spadajo močne povezave z drugimi socialnimi gibanji. V hotelu Bauen se razglablja o sindikalnih konfliktih, ko pa je kakšna velika stavka, pa se hotel uporablja za komandni štab. V njem se poleg številnih dogodkov socialnih gibanj odvijajo še kulturni dogodki. Samoupravljanje torej ni le oblika poslovanja, ampak del širšega socialnega gibanja. V drugem delu oddaje bomo osvetlili problematiko hotela Bauen, saj so delavci v zadnjem mesecu dobili obvestilo, da se morajo iz njega izseliti, drugače jim grozi evikcija strani policistov. Problem je v lastništvu, saj ga imajo še vedno prvotni lastniki podjetja. To ni prvi boj za ohranitev hotela, simbola horizontalne samouprave v lasti delavcev. Prvi pravni boj so prvotni lastniki zmagali leta 2005, a so si priborili le pravico do prebivališča in ne poslovanja. Kmalu zatem so oblasti zabarikadirale vhode stavbe, da bi delavcem preprečile nadaljne upravljanje, a teh to ni ustavilo. Od takrat do danes je hotel obratoval relativno nemoteno. Trenutno situacijo nam osvetli Andres.
Los trabajadores tienen una orden de desalojo.
Delavci so dobili ukaz o deložaciji, a ga niso prejeli od vlade, ampak od sodišča. Ta ukaz so prejeli, saj je podjetje, ki ima prvotno lastništvo hotela, prodalo nekatere pravice nekemu slamnatemu podjetju. Skratka, je kompleksna zadeva. Kar se dogaja na sodišču je, da prvo podjetje hoče dokazati, da ima lastniške pravice in ne delavci. Procesa odvzema hotela se zdaj več ne da zaustaviti, zato delavci želijo pritisniti na vlado, da izda zakon, ki bi to preprečil. Vlada se do zdaj ni odzvala oziroma ni podala jasnega odgovora, saj je trenutna argentinska oblast zelo dvoumna. Nekateri poslanci so izrazili podporo delavcem, vendar odločitve, ki bi pomagala delavcem hotela, še niso podali.
Andres je še dodal, da so prvotni lastniki upleteni v različna korupcijska poslovanja še iz časa vojaške diktature v Argentini. Naj še opozorimo, da od leta 2006 potekajo pravni boji strani delavcev za uvedbo zakona, ki bi jim dokončno dal lastništvo hotela. Vprašali smo ga, če je delavce že obiskala policija in kdaj pričakujejo deložacijo.
Trenutno še niso poslali policije. Zaenkrat so delavci prejeli le ukaz oziroma pismo od sodnika, da se morajo v 30 dneh izseliti, kar pa izteče naslednji teden. Zaenkrat še ni bilo policije, potrebno je počakati, da se izteče določeni rok. Potem se bo pred hotelom odvila velika demonstracija, da se prepreči policiji deložacijo delavcev iz hotela.
Andres ni toliko skeptičen glede morebitne odločitve argentinske vlade, saj nekateri člani političnih strank, med njimi tudi člani stranke Južni projekt, koristijo prostor za politična srečanja. A Maria je glede oblasti izrazila večje nezaupanje.
The hotel Bowen, like a number of workplaces, is under threat of eviction periodically. And that's part of what I think is a political game that the state is playing, that on the one side, because these recuperations are so popular, and the Hotel Bowen is extremely popular, it's in the center of the city, people use it for all kinds of political activities and social activities because they open up all of the lobby spaces and all of the meeting spaces to people in the community. So it's very popular. So on the one side, the state acts like it supports it. There's a law that says they can exist and they lent the hotel money under this law. At the same time, throughout the more than 10 years that the hotel's been recuperated, there are different legal holes that the government uses as an excuse to allow attempted evictions. And each time there's been an attempted eviction, it's been defended, whether that's physically, if the police come, but it's usually even before that with massive campaigns and organizing to prevent an eviction. So again, the Hotel Bowen is being threatened with an eviction, in part because what the government is saying is they lent the hotel money, and now it's time for the hotel to pay back the money that it owes, the workers. And while it is true that there is some debt, the debt that the workers, when they took over the hotel was in a massive amount of debt because the prior owners hadn't paid back their debt. And that was debt, it was actually, that was from under the military dictatorship. So there was already money owed, and that's not what the government's talking about now. They're talking about a much, much smaller amount of money that they lent the workers to try to run the factory. So it's really actually kind of an excuse, because money is given to workplaces all the time by the government of Argentina, and loans are given, or money is just subsidized, money is just given to run factories, and they don't threaten the capitalist workplaces with eviction. What they're doing in saying they want to evict the Hotel Bowen really doesn't have to do with this loan. This is just the excuse. What it really has to do is that this movement is growing again, that the number of workplaces that have been taken over in the last 6 months to a year is like, I think it's 70 or more workplaces now, which is a huge percentage. It's a large number, and it keeps increasing. And this is a threat to the state and the system in various ways that we could talk about. But the current situation is, again, the hotel is under threat, and so are organizing a massive international campaign asking people to write letters of solidarity and to take their photograph in solidarity and send it to the workers to show that the Hotel Bowen is not alone, not just in Argentina, but that around the world, people support the workers' right to self-organization.
Proti deložaciji že dober mesec potekajo kampanje, saj razni aktivisti in aktivistke kot delavci hotela skozi različne metode skušajo ohraniti hotel v samoupravi.
Zdaj je ena kampanja, ki je pomembna na različnih točkah. En del je solidarnostna akcija številnih socialnih gibanj in organizacij. Dela se srečanja, na katera se povablja številna socialna gibanja in ogromno jih tudi pride. Pripravlja se na morebitne potrebe po uporu, če bo prišla policija in bo skušala deložirati delavce iz hotela. Na drugi strani se pripravlja na organizacijo velikega glasbenega festivala pred vhodom v hotel. Ideja je, da bi prišlo čim več ljudi braniti hotel. Ob istem času s to kampanjo iščejo podporo pri medijih, da bi problem hotela Bowen predstavili celotni populaciji. Tako bi pritisnili na vlado, da razreši situacijo. Medijska kampanja se je tudi razširila na internacionalno raven in je veliko solidarnosti z delavci hotela Bowen. Nazadnje je še odprt pogajalni kanal z argentinsko vlado, saj se skuša izdelati zakon, ki bi deloval v prid delavcev.
Kot smo že omenili, se trenutna argentinska vlada ni odločila, ali bo v trenutni situaciji postavila sama sebe na stran delavcev ali prejšnjih lastnikov.
Vlada se do zdaj ni opredelila v korist, koga bo storila potezo. Zato je tudi celotna trenutna solidarnostna kampanja za ohranitev hotela Bowen usmerjena v prepričanje vlade, da bo odreagirala v korist delavcev. Do zdaj tega ni storila, prav tako pa se jim ni postavila nasproti. Logično je, če bo prišla policija deložirati delavce, da se je odločila za drugo možnost. Nimajo argumenta proti samoupravljanju hotela. Edini argument je, da ima lastništvo hotela drugo podjetje.
Za konec smo Andresa prosili, naj nam oriše trenutno situacijo glede samoupravnih podjetij v Argentini.
Relativno malo samoupravnih podjetij je bilo deložiranih. Kar vidimo, se dogaja konsolidacija samoupravljanja v celotni Argentini. V Argentini imamo več kot 300 podjetij, ki so jih delavci ponovno rekuperirali in delujejo na enak princip samoupravljanja kot hotel Bowen. To so podjetja, ki so bila privatna in so jih lastniki zaprli, a so jih delavci rekuperirali in v njih nadaljevali s produkcijo samoupravljanja. Zdaj je okoli 15 tisoč delavcev, ki delujejo v takšnih pogojih in prihaja celo do novih primerov. V Argentini s polno močjo rastejo gibanja, ki se zavzemajo za samoupravljanje, zato je zelo pomembno, da se Bowen ne vrne v roke kapitalistov, saj bo to velik udarec na omenjena gibanja. Hotel je simbol takšnih gibanj samouprave.
Hotel Bowen je zaradi njegove velikosti in odprtega prostora, ki ga nudi različnim levičarskim političnim gibanjem in strankam, postal simbol delavske samouprave. Procesi rekuperacije oziroma oživljanja propadlih delovnih mest strani argentinskih delavcev in delavk potekajo že od konca leta 2001. Število samoupravnih podjetij pa po besedah današnjih sogovornikov raste. Usodo lastništva hotela njegovi delavci pričakujejo naslednji teden, saj se bo takrat iztekel rok, po katerem se morajo iz njega izseliti. A koruptivnim prvotnim lastnikom, ki si po pravni poti želijo pridobiti hotel nazaj, tega, ki so ga pred 11 leti zaprli, delavci sporočajo naslednje. No pasará. Južno hemisfero je na severu pripravil Jakil.
Globalization to a large extent is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
And we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that a bit all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Usako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polovni. Točno opoldan.